This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Top officials in both Syria and Iraq condemned Friday's U.S. airstrikes on pro-Iranian militia forces on their soil, claiming the strikes will add to regional instability. Meanwhile, Russia called for a U.N. Security Council meeting over the threat to peace and safety created by the U.S. action. VOA's Patty Witakaswara has more on the strikes.
A total of 85 targets linked to Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guards Corps Quds Force and affiliated militia groups were hit. These strikes will not be the last, said Lieutenant General Douglas Sims, director for operations of the Joint Staff, in a phone briefing Friday.
Right now, all of our aircraft are out of harm's way. I'm not going to provide any particulars as it relates to timing on future strikes.
Targets include command and control operation centers, intelligence centers, rockets and missiles, drone storage, and logistics and munition supply chain facilities of militia groups and their IRGC sponsors. Patsy Widakuswara, VOA News.
The U.S. airstrikes quickly became a big part of discussions as European Union foreign ministers met in Brussels Saturday. EU Foreign Policy Chief Josep Borrell, who led Saturday's meetings, said the concern among the EU diplomats since the start of the Israel-Gaza conflict in October was that the crisis would spread across the Middle East. Belgian Foreign Minister Haji Labib said the U.S. retaliatory strikes have raised the level of concern at the EU.
We have been repeating once and again that the Middle East is a boiler that can explode. And certainly there is attacks both in Lebanon border, north and south, the attack in Syria, the attacks in Iraq, attack on the Red Sea. And that's why we call everybody to try to avoid an escalation.
This is VOA News.